following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know, Golic, this new Kickstart by Mountain Dew should be part of our March morning routine.
Oh, you said it, Greeny.
Kickstart by Mountain Dew, it tastes great. It's got Mountain Dew plus real fruit juice.
With just the right amount of kick to start your day.
Not to mention, Kickstart has daily hoops prizes available right now.
For details, just look for us, Mike and Mike, on the Give Your March a Kickstart display in stores.
Kickstart is giving away $68.50 ESPNShop.com gift cards every day that let you score cool gear from your favorite hoops teams.
There's even a grand prize to go to ESPN Studios and meet me, Mike Golic, in person.
Actually, Golic, they get to meet both of us in person.
Yeah, sure, but when they meet both of us, they meet me.
Well, technically, yes, but you're missing the point, which is they get to meet Mike and Mike.
Okay, if they want, they can meet you too.
If they want, maybe they want to meet me and not you.
Ah, that's rich, Greeny.
Crack open a can of new Kickstart by Mountain Dew. The perfect mix of dew, real fruit juice, and just the right amount of kick. Kickstart your day. Visit MountainDewKickstart.com for more on the Give Your March a Kickstart sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 13 and older. Subject to official rules. Ends 4/15/13 at 11:59 a.m.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday as we get ready for Masters coverage round two. Looks like we've had a little bit of precipitation roll in, and as usual, up and down the leaderboard go a variety of different players. Sergio Garcia no longer is in the lead. He's two over for today, and we'll take a look at the leaderboard here momentarily. But coming up later on in the show, our TNL recruiting update with Brian Munson, a Big Red report. It's good to have friends, and that will play out here a little bit later on in the show. Johnny Stanton's bringing one of his friends to Lincoln as a walk-on. But some talent from the new man. We'll talk about that with Brian. We'll get his thoughts on the spring game as well. Also, we're going to talk with Grand Island coach Jeremy Jensen. This was supposed to be a huge week for them. They're undefeated, ranked third of the state, and they were supposed to have three matches. Well, hopefully they get that matchup with number two Creighton Prep in tomorrow, because yesterday's game with Kearney was called off. And I'll ask him the point-blank question. Let's just play it Monday. It's Kearney Grand Island. It's not hard to get it scheduled and play it. I know there's only 2 weeks left. I had a little texting with Coach Steinbrück yesterday. The ice has really messed things up, and amazingly enough, no live racing at Fauner Park today because they can't get the ice off the track without the threat of damaging the track further. Now, of course, there's simulcasting and there's racing Saturday and Sunday because today should take care of the problem where the weather gets back to decent. So a couple of nice days. Hopefully folks can enjoy it and melt all this off. And Jimmy, ice was the reason we didn't play soccer yesterday. Has the ice affected your week?
Just getting out of my car, you know, when I get out of my car, about the first four or five steps, I want to make sure, you know, you do that. And my mom's 81 years old, and I drove her around a little bit at time. I've got a 16-year-old son, and he drives, and we didn't have a scraper, in the car. You know, we don't ever have one in April. You know, we always take them out. You know, we always take them out in April. And so, you know, so other than that, you know, it didn't affect much. You know, in this ice. You know, I mean, there's just some sports you can't play in the ice, I guess. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I guess you'd slip and fall down.
Well, I would think, you know, the NASCAR, that'd be really something. You know, they're driving those cars at that speed. And if it's icy out there, I would think that'd be a little dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching some of the Masters highlights from today, and I haven't heard anybody really say it. And I said it on this show yesterday that there was no way the 14-year-old Tin Long Wan would make the cut. And he is on the backside right now. He is two over today, and he's made a couple of really nice saves. So he's at three over, and he's probably going to have to play even par golf to make the cut on the back nine. But to birdie 18 and to shoot a 73 yesterday, I can't believe people aren't saying it's the greatest round in Masters history. The kid is 14. He's never played in a tournament. It is astonishing to me what this young man did yesterday, and I believe that it is the story of the entire Masters. Something really amazing would have to happen here, but for him to come in at the age of 14 and shoot that, I can't believe it.
Well, he's 14 now, and in 7 years, he'll be able to go in with the other players and have a beer after the round's over if he wants to. So he just only got to wait 7 more years.
Yeah, juice box, sir? You sign your car, want a juice box? Oh, man.
2 years, he'll get a driver's license in the United States if he wants it, if he wants to drive.
It'll be interesting to see if we ever hear from the young man again. I mean, we've come to expect there have been – The ladies seem to have a little bit more success. They're so young. I mean, Martina Hingis playing tennis, Michelle Wee playing golf, Lexi Thompson playing golf. It seems like the gals, not necessarily go to superstar status, but are right there. And we'll see if we ever hear from this young man again. So that's one of the items on the program today. The second item, and it has really been the second part of the talk this morning on ESPN, is the Zach Greinke, Carlos Quentin brawl from last night. And Zach Greinke is now out with a separated shoulder for quite some time. These two have had a past when they were with the White Sox and with the Royals. And last night, it's a 3-2 count in a one-run game, and Greinke throws a pitch inside, and he leans in over the plate and decides to bring it on out, and then it's go time, and Greinke lowers his shoulder, and Quentin comes right into it, and it's done dealing right there. And you know what? The discussion this morning, Jimmy, is what do you do to get this out of baseball, and do you want it out of baseball? The only time people complain about it is when there's an injury like this. Other times people go, look, they're fighting, or they're slapping hands out there, or whatever they do.
Yeah, this is if you think about different rules we have in sports, okay, one of them in baseball, if you drop the third strike, then the guy's not out. The catcher's got to make. Let's get rid of that rule. I mean, why do we have that rule in there? I mean, let's get rid of that rule. A guy that strikes and misses, I don't care who the catcher is. If he can't catch the ball, that has nothing to do with play. The guy's out. I mean, let's don't go to first base. And the other thing is, too, we have these brawls in baseball, and we kind of have them in hockey, too. Let's be honest about it. The two sports that we have it in that it's kind of acceptable. In football, every once in a while, some guy will hit somebody, and then you'll turn into that. But usually they're not bench-clearing things.
No.
It's just those two players get after it a little bit. But, yeah, I don't know. It's it's too bad that we got to throw the pitch at somebody. You got to throw inside. It's part of the game. If guys hit 3 home runs, you got to let them know that, hey, I'm out here. And I don't know. I think there's strike zones there. You just try to throw strikes. Or, hey, do the other thing. Then just throw them 4 balls. Walk him. Hey, you've hit me good enough today. That's fine with me. Let's just put you on base. But if you're going to walk him, it's normally when you walk a guy and you throw 4 pitches to walk him, they're usually outside and high. They're not right at his head 4 times.
Unless somebody's on base, then you check him wherever. But that's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Who do you blame more for the brawl last night? Zach Greinke for hitting Carlos Quentin or Quentin for charging the mound? That's an easy one. Quentin, you're crowding the plate, you're leaning into the pitch, which I'm not saying you're trying to get hit, you're not trying to take the hit by man, but that's just your natural reaction. You're a big boy. You can take it. He's not throwing at your head. So I say Carlos Quentin for charging the mound is who I blame. Our question yesterday, will Tin Long Wan make the cut at the Masters? 73% said no, 27% said yes. You can vote on the Midtown Mark Cooler question all weekend long and every day at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Tri-City Storm game for Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow night. Final game of the season against Lincoln at 7:05. We'll give you a chance later on the program to win those tickets, so keep listening. As always, the phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the program at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, I thought maybe early on some of the scores were going to go the right way, but you're starting to see some over par scores. Sergio Garcia, 2 over through 7. He's at 4 under. Dustin Johnson has a bogey. He's at 4 under. Trevor Immelman, he's 2 over through 12, so he has slid back to 2 under. Gonzalo Fez Castano birdied early to get to 5 under. Now he is back to 3 under on his round today. How about this? Sandy Lyle, what'd he do? Eagle to second. He's 2 under. No, he's went birdie, birdie. He's got a couple of birdies out there. He always finds a way to shoot well on opening day, but the former champion is 1 under for the tournament, trying to make the cut. Bo Van Pelt, Angel Cabrera there, 2 over for the day. There are not, Ernie Els is 4 over for the day. There are not a lot of red numbers. Nick Watney, who ballooned to a 78 yesterday, is 3 under through 11 holes today, trying to fight his way back and make the cut. So those are some of the names that you need to know of, and we'll talk more about it later on in the program today. But Jimmy, what else is going on in the world of sports? What's on the top of the Jimmy Langan mind today? Anything else?
No, there's really not. You know, I'm kind of just surprised with this weather. You know, that's probably been the most amazing thing to me, is just the high school cancellations that we're, you know, they're doing right now, and that you're going to have to try to make these things up, and people that are trying to have track meets, and they're going to have them today, and just hopefully, you know, the athletes aren't going to get injured, you know, who haven't been doing things for, you know, 7, 8 days, et cetera. But it gave them a rest, too. So I just think the weather in Nebraska is –
We're paying for what happened last year.
Well, yeah, evidently.
It's so nice.
It kind of hurts my, you know, Fauner Park. I mean, they're not going to run on any Friday and Saturdays. I mean, Sundays. You know, we're just going to run Saturdays only, it looks like, you know. So.
Well, I was talking with Steve Anderson yesterday when I saw this, and I just wanted to confirm it with him that they weren't going to race today. And he goes, in the 40 years that I've been associated with Fauner Park, I've never seen anything like this, or with horse racing. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. I believe it's the 3rd live racing day, and they've only got a couple of weeks left. The final day of racing will be on, I guess, 3 weekends left. The final day of racing will be on Kentucky Derby Day, so 10 live dates left, and there's not time. You just don't invent dates, say, hey, we're going to race on Thursday, or hey, we're going to race on Monday, which would be really cool, though, if they could have like a Thursday racing day to kind of make up for all of this. And it affects the pocketbooks of all the workers over there. And Steve said, hey, I'll come on the show today. But, you know, I said, Steve, it's just going to be too depressing. You know, all we're going to be talking about is the things that aren't fun right now, when I want to talk about fun things that are at Fauner. They're open. They're simulcasting. They'll be there tomorrow. Should be another great Saturday at Fauner Park, so don't miss out. A couple of weeks away from the Bosselman, 3 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby, and all of the great stakes races over at Fauner Park. So we've got that going on as well.
Doug, do you think they will run 14 races, like on a Saturday sometime? You know, started like...
Don't want the jockeys to get tired, Jimmy.
That's a great, great line. That's perfect. Can't believe we're live on the air, because I got a few things I'd say right now if we were off the air. But that is really, really good. Yeah, but I guess we could run, you know, in track, guys run the 100, the 200, the 400, sometimes the 800, maybe a relay. You know, we could get some relay races going there. You know what I mean? Get some kind of a relay race at the end of the day, and some of those horses that maybe would run two in one day. Who knows?
They're not going to listen to us. I've already figured that out. They're just not going to. Folks, a couple of things yesterday, too, Jimmy. Huskers in the courtroom. One former, one going to be. New England Patriots corner Alfonso Dennard. For the assault of the police officer, which sounds horrible. I mean, it sounds horrible. We've seen a little bit of the video. He's going to get 2 years of probation, but 30 days in jail for this NFL star who had a great year being picked in the 7th round. And he's going to get that. And then Devrell Biggs, driving under the influence, looks to be a starter for the Husker basketball team. Also in court yesterday, he pleaded no contest, sentenced to 9 months probation, fined $300, 6 months without a license, 6 months without alcohol, mandatory alcohol education classes. And Coach Tim Miles telling the Omaha World-Herald that he'll be suspended for an undetermined number of games next season.
course, he shouldn't have backed his car back into somebody at a stoplight and then taken off.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
That's a bad deal.
It's a bad idea, especially if it's in Omaha. Also, Nebraska men look like they're going to lose an assistant coach in Ben Johnson. So just 1 year in, Coach Tim Miles is going to be looking to rehire. And Nico, and I can't remember, I didn't print the story out here, the guy that he wanted to bring on as director of player development and ended up getting promoted at Colorado State, he has gotten a head coaching job as well. So Tim Miles, I guess you could say descendants on the coaching tree. You always see the big time, like Mike Krzyzewski. These are guys that have worked with him and they're where they're at now, or Tom Izzo or whatever, even in football. You know, the Bob Stoops tree. Could there be a Tim Miles tree?
I guess there could. You know, I'm going to go back to that player that just backed into that guy. I mean, Sue, he wasn't a great driver either, was he? That we had a player by the name of Sue. He wasn't a great driver.
Never heard of him.
But he didn't. You know, he didn't miss many games.
He couldn't miss the cars, though, when he was driving down a crowded street.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going there with you.
Here's what Biggs allegedly backed into. Let's see. Biggs' attorney said restitution already had been made to the driver of a Mercedes, whose car suffered about $1,500 in damage when Biggs backed into it at a stoplight in downtown Omaha on December 30th, left the scene, and was later arrested. 0.134 blood alcohol.
That was on December 30th?
Yeah.
That was just a day before New Year's Eve then.
Yeah,
okay.
New Year's Eve Eve.
Yep, New Year's Eve Eve.
Hey, also, one of the main reasons that Ben Johnson is going to be apparently leaving Nebraska, man, he is a Minnesota alum and will go under new coach Richard Pitino's staff. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, a little Husker football talk with Brian Munson on our TNL recruiting update. Stay with us.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
A pleather jacket for $600? That's what you call a bad synthetic deal. If you're looking for a great synthetic deal, just head over to Napa. They've got 5 quarts of Napa synthetic motor oil, plus a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. It's a great deal for synthetic motor oil, and that's the best kind of oil you can buy. So hurry over to Napa this month. Pick up the $19.99 synthetic oil change special. But don't let the name fool you. It's a real deal at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 4th.
Need a reason to buy a Toro Zero Turn more? How about two? Time and money. The Toro Time Cutter with Smart Speed turns on a dime and trims close around landscaping for faster mowing. Power through the toughest grass with the durability and affordability of Titan and Z-Master mowers. Now with $500 savings through May 31st and special financing subject to credit approval. See your participating Toro dealer for details.
In Kearney, see Buffalo Outdoor Power.
Parenting is a tough job. RethinkYourReaction.org provides tips on turning stressful situations into healthy family interactions.
Here's a tip for the next time your child pushes you to the edge. Take a deep breath. Get some space between the two of you. Putting him in his room for a few minutes will help both of you cool down. Then sit down together and agree to talk without raising voices.
Keep your sense of humor, talk to other parents, and don't be afraid to ask for advice. Taking a moment to rethink your reaction can make a big difference. Visit RethinkYourReaction.org.
Today we'll see breaks in the clouds at times with our winds out of the northwest 5 to 15, highs warming into the middle 40s, and then partly to mostly cloudy for tonight with light winds, lows dropping into the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Glad to have you along with us on the program. If you want to email us, Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Settle in. Watch the Masters. Watch the Frozen Four Championship game tomorrow. Watch Major League Baseball or any of your favorite sports at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every single day, like on this Friday. Prime rib sandwich with choice of a side item, $5.99. Saturday, it's a pork tenderloin sandwich. Sunday, oh, chicken fried steak with homemade mashed potatoes and corn, and we mean homemade mashed potatoes. Yes, they do that. They get in every morning, freshen up the taters, and they are so good. You can get a great lunch or anything off the menu. Pizza, burger, appetizer, steak, a little salmon on there, whatever you want. The Chicken Coop has it for you. Happy hour, 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, which if the weather holds out is perfect to go watch the Masters today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. A couple of other sporting notes here before we talk a little Husker football, and then Jeremy Jensen's also going to join us from Grand Island Soccer. The Nebraska women are playing so well, but here is the press release we get yesterday from the Huskers. They have now shown, you can go to Huskers Online, we've got it up on our Facebook page, the new design for Pinnacle Bank, the floor, and it's pretty basic. There's nothing crazy about it. It doesn't look like Oregon, but the court looks a little bit like the Devaney Center court from 86 to 96 when you had the state of Nebraska, the kind of the silhouette of the state of Nebraska, and then the star there in the corner for Lincoln, and then there's going to be a big red N in it. I think before maybe it had like script Huskers across the middle or something like that, but here's what it says. That's the look that adorned the Devaney Center Sports Center when the Husker men's basketball program made 8 postseason appearances in a 10-year span. Look forward, people. Don't look back. Look forward. Maybe you ought to slap down the women are doing good. Maybe you ought to slap down that old floor. You know, at least they've won a game in the NCAA tournament. No, nothing. Don't care.
No, don't care, do you?
That's fine.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, the football jerseys. Remember when we went all red one time and we go all white? That didn't work out very well. That all red and all white. But, you know, the reason it didn't work out very well, we were playing like Oklahoma when we did that. You know, why didn't we do that with Ball State and some of those people like that? South Dakota, you know, change the color, the uniform a little bit. I mean, you're looking at me like I got nothing. Now you're checking a text here, right? And the show going on. What are you doing?
Well, there's always information. I feel like Adam Schefter.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm listening, but I'm also paying attention, you know, trying to keep up to date and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'll bet the hoops are 10 feet high. You know, if you want to upset somebody, you know, get them about 10 foot six. You know what I mean? Bring Indiana in and change the height of the floor a little bit. Net, get some wood over there in the corner.
All right. As long as you got things to take care of, whatever it is that's in your world here. Hey there, talking to Stu Pospisil yesterday. He is at the NSAA assembly meeting today where they make like decisions and stuff, monthly board meeting. And he's going to join us next week, Tuesday actually, to talk about a variety of different things because there's going to be some news coming out of this. And one of the things he says is that Class B now, they're voting today to start with volleyball, that they're going to go with a serpentine district in Class A. Can you imagine Scotts Bluffs volleyball team being the number one seed in a district, thus they get to host, and the 4 seed is like Omaha Gross. They got like a 4-22 record and have to go to Scotts Bluff to play a volleyball game. Can you imagine that? I cannot imagine that. The first time that happens, the state will be in an uproar.
Well, our state is a unique state, let's be honest about it, how many miles it is from Nebraska City to Falls City to Chadron to Gordon, you know, for instance, those two. So,
We'll see if that comes down today. There's some other things that they're going to be voting on, and we'll talk more about that with Stu next week when it all settles down, and a variety of other things to chat about as well. But right now, want to talk a little soccer. It was supposed to be a big week for the Grand Island soccer program, and they are off to a good 9-0 start, ranked third in the Omaha World Herald. And head coach Jeremy Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Now, let's get this out in the open. Why can't we play this game with Kearney?
I'll tell you what, there were a lot of disappointed people yesterday. No question about it. Probably both in Kearney and in Grand Island. I know there was a issue with the ice, obviously, on the field, but I think just as importantly, the way information was relayed to me, the bleachers and the concourse and stuff were still covered with ice and kind of looked like a potential problem for the spectators. And so I guess they decided to err on the side of caution. And it is what it is, I guess.
Well,
that's part of being in Nebraska.
I don't know if you know this, Jeremy, but Coach Steinbrück was out there with a fire hose yesterday on Foster Field, just wetting the whole thing down. I think he was scared of you guys.
I doubt that, but I will tell you that our guys received some text message pictures from some teams that were practicing out there yesterday evening, so a little bit of taunting going on. I don't know exactly who was sending what, but it's disappointing that a game like that wasn't able to get played, and unfortunately, looking at Kearney's schedule, I don't know that they're going to be able to fit us in before the regular season concludes.
Yeah, next week Kearney has Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and it was like you guys have this week, but unfortunately Tuesday postponed, Thursday canceled, so it's all focus on Creighton Prep tomorrow.
Yeah, our guys have a little bit of cabin fever, I think, right now. I've been practicing inside, not knowing if we're jumping on a bus to go somewhere or not, and the focus obviously is now on Saturday, and it's going to be a monumental test for us, and I know the kids are really looking forward to it, though.
Hey, this is Jim Langan here, and were there some dates that you're still looking at to try to play Kearney? Is there a date out there?
There, from our standpoint, there's plenty of opportunity. After the prep game, we've only got three games between then and the district tournament beginning. I know Scott's doesn't have quite as much flexibility, but if they call us up at Sunday at 11 o'clock and say, "Hey, you guys want to play at 3, our guys will jump in their cars and drive over. I can promise you that.
Jeremy Jensen, head coach at Grand Island, off to a 9-0 start, and the program, both programs, Kearney and Grand Island, have been built to a very successful spot where now they're not just hoping to get to state, or the goal isn't to win a game at state. It's to do a whole lot more. Did you think this team had the capabilities of getting off to such a good start?
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, we returned a big nucleus of our team from last year that, went, I think it was 17-0 during the regular season last year. And so we felt pretty confident coming into the year. But, then again, they're high school kids. So it's, I always tell them they're like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You never quite know what you're going to get. But we felt pretty good about the talent that we were returning. And it hasn't been a complete surprise, but then again, just to continue to win game after game, it's never easy because you always worry about a letdown or, a bad break here or there or an injury. And we've been fortunate that we've pretty much got through unscathed so far.
Well, let's start with your goaltending, Jeremy. Only one significant goal. You've only been scored on twice, and once was an 8-1 blowout of Lincoln High in the opening round of the conference. And then you beat Southeast 3-1. I count that as the only significant goal you guys have given up.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, our goalkeeping and just our defending in general has been really strong. I think Danny's had a couple shutouts where he didn't have a save. And so, that kind of speaks volumes about the guys that are playing in front of him. And really, through nine games, I don't remember more than maybe two or three times where Danny's had to come up with a really big save. And so that's a credit to him because he's controlling and talking to the guys in front of him, and then the guys in front of him are just doing a fantastic job not allowing any opportunities. And so it's definitely been good. We're certainly going to get tested well tomorrow, and hopefully that continues.
Let's switch things over to the offensive side of the ball outside of Southwest, which had to go to a shootout in the conference championship. You were both undefeated at the time. You guys have also been putting up goals.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas Venegas that plays up front for us is just absolutely superstar type material. He's got a knack for getting the ball in the net, and the teammates, I think Lucas is up to 16 goals this year. Between him and Jose Jacobo, they've really created a dynamic force up there and are finishing well. And, even the Southwest game, we had a handful of opportunities where where we finish, we missed. And so, it's just something that happens from time to time. So we feel pretty confident about the guys up front. And really, I think ultimately what's going to determine our success is our midfield play. The guys in the back line, obviously, we just talked about them, and then Lucas being the state's top scorer last year, and he's, I think, leading the state again this year up top for us. If we get good, solid play from our midfield, we're going to be incredibly tough to beat. But, that's where games are won and lost. And so we've got a lot of young kids that are trying to step into those places and play for us. And so hopefully the stage isn't too big for them.
I see Creighton Prep is 10-1. What are they good at, and what will that be, a low scoring game? Do you expect, or what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, what are they good at? They're good at everything. I mean, they're solid all the way around. I mean, just as of last week, they're rated number one in the country by one of the ratings agencies, and they don't really have a weakness. The one thing that has kind of stood out to us is they've been allowing some goals. And so, we feel that we're going to be able to get pressure on their back line. It's just going to be a matter of us being able to finish when we have those opportunities. And they've got some goal scorers that we're going to have to make sure that we're aware of. But the main thing from our standpoint is in the back end, not turning the ball over and giving them chances. If they have to come all the way through us with possession, I feel pretty good about the guys standing in front of us. So, I certainly don't expect there to be, six or seven total goals scored in the game, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a 2-1, 3-2 type game.
Jeremy Jensen, Grand Island soccer coach, with us for just another minute. How much does the way the season ended last year in the state tournament drive this year's team?
It was a really bitter pill for these kids to swallow. I mean, it was a learning experience for them because, I think they felt that just showing up, their reputation alone would be able to win the game for them. And they only played poorly for 30 minutes, but during that 30-minute stretch, it dug us a hole that we were incapable of digging out of. And there was a psychological deal. They saw Kearney lose right before us, and I think they kind of felt like, hey, we're going to get through without any problems into that state final. And we came out, we scored a couple minutes into the game to take a really quick 1-0 lead, and I felt pretty good about it. But then for about a 30-minute stretch, we played about as poorly as we had the entire year, and Papio South played about as well as they probably could have played. And the second half, we dominated the game, but we just couldn't finish, and it is what it is. So it was a huge driver for these kids because once that game ended, the bus got back to Grand Island. We talked in the locker room a little bit about checking in equipment and that type of stuff. Walked back out onto the field, and the kids were out there playing on our stadium turf, and there were tears in their eyes still and that type of thing. So I went in, flipped the lights on, and they played just pickup games out there until about midnight. They had to get it out of their system. So it's been absolutely a motivating factor going into this year for them.
Well, Jeremy, hopefully they can finish the deal this year, and best of luck with that big game tomorrow. We get to have it at home. Start time is when?
Varsity game begins at 1:00, and the JVs will play at 3:00.
Perfect. Well, Coach, we wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll chat again around state tournament time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Thanks, Jeremy. Jeremy Jensen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're 9-0, Creighton Prep now 10-1 on the season as they get ready for the big matchup tomorrow, getting underway at 1:00. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but as we do so, let's give away some Tri-City Storm tickets for tomorrow night's home finale. It is Pack the House night, and it is Fan Appreciation night. Todd Gatula was with us yesterday. Coach Howji was with us yesterday. So many promotions, giveaways, save at the Storm Store, and the best thing here is you can go for free, and we've got a pair of tickets right now to the First person that can tell me who's playing in the Frozen Four College Hockey Championship tomorrow night. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Tell me who's playing in the Frozen Four final tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven all day for years, almost 100,000 miles. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new. Upgrade to Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil at AutoZone from April 2nd to the 29th, and you could win a trip to the race of your choice, NASCAR, Grand Prix, or Formula.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see breaks in the clouds at times with our winds out of the northwest 5 to 15, highs warming into the middle 40s, and then partly to mostly cloudy for tonight with light winds, lows dropping into the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 34.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live coverage of the Masters begins this afternoon at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock as well on Saturday and Sunday, right here on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. Mark Leishman, who had the early lead yesterday, means he goes out later today. He tees off at 11:35, so he is just getting on the course. Ricky Fowler goes later today. He's in the last group, I believe, at 4-under. And then Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson there at 4-under. David Lynn and Jim Furyk has just started. Lynn's at 4, Furyk's at 3. Zach Johnson gets going at noon. He is at 3-under par. The story, though, right now, Tim Clark 1-under through two holes today. He's at 3-under. Most of the numbers are over par early in the round today for golfers out there on the course. In fact, Nick Watney, who had one of the worst rounds yesterday, a 78, is 3-under through 12 today. So he is hanging in there right now. trying to make the cut. So that is the story today from Augusta National and the Masters. So we will keep you up to date and then, of course, take you down to Augusta a little bit later on at 1 o'clock. The youngster, Tin Long Wan, continues to hang right in there. He was two over on the front nine, and he is even par through two holes on the back, so he sets at three over par.
Yeah, that is an amazing thing, Doug, isn't it? You know, you brought that up, a 14-year-old kid playing this well in the Masters. Damn, I'd be a little nervous. That's a little different than going out and just playing at Gibbon. You can play the Gibbon golf course by yourself, and you're the only one out there.
Yes, it would be, folks. Hey, don't forget, whether you're kicking back to watch the Masters or just enjoying what should be a very beautiful weekend, get that grill ready, get the deck ready. Maybe you're getting the cabin ready for the summer at the lake of your choice. You're going to need to eat while you're doing it all, and carry the mad scientist at Troutman's Quality Meats is at it again. He is experimenting with a brand new sausage. How about this one? The all-new beef bacon cheeseburger brat. Quit it, Carrie. Quit it. It is so good. It is a new one. Of course, all your favorites are always there because they've got fresh sausage all 6 days, open Monday through Saturday at Troutman's Quality Meats, where they're USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, and they age their steaks a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. If you're going to do grill, do it right with Troutman's. Always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. They've got fresh frozen seafood and custom cut meat selections as well. So if you need a bunch or you just need a little, you can have the same great quality from Troutman's Quality Meats, and stop in this weekend, today, tomorrow. Try out the all-new bacon cheeseburger brat, the beef bacon cheeseburger brat at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney.
Doug, you know, I never realized you appreciated, you know, your food that much. You know, I mean, I've known you for a long time, but you, I mean, just the way you talk about this, it's amazing. Are you a pretty good cook? Do you cook a lot of meals at home?
No.
Have you ever cooked a meal, like, let's just say, in March or April? Have you cooked a meal at home in March or April?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Like, would it be the over-under, over five? What would you go with the unders or the overs on that?
See, now...
Five's a good number then, right? Five and a half's a good number to have.
So the winner of the storm tickets was Kurt and Carney. You know, I can fix a mean brat. Grill a steak. Once in a while, I'll have some help. Kind of do some things there.
Good idea.
Maybe do a little bacon and eggs. I'm not the guy that can, deep fat fry stuff or get a huge three-course meal made up for you.
Do you make a pretty good spinach salad?
No.
Okay.
No. 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 I can slice up some summer sausage and cube some cheese for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can make you a meat and cheese plate. Not as good as Troutman's, but I can make you one.
Okay.
So there. That's the extent of... Yeah, it's not good. It's good for me. I can handle it.
Exactly. I just was curious, you know, since we've talked about this every day that we're on the show, we talk a little bit about the food. And, and I'm looking at, you know, what you think's very healthy,
So good. Folks, don't forget baseball, softball going on this weekend for the Huskers. They are at home. Softball against Wisconsin. The series starts today at 4. Baseball against Ohio State. The series starts at 4:05. And you can hear that on 1230 AM KHAS. UNK softball is home. Saturday, doubleheader starts at 1. Sunday, doubleheader starts at noon at Dryden Park. That doubleheader scheduled for today is the one that has been moved to Sunday. Baseball team is down at Central Oklahoma. Also, the volleyball team hosting the Legends Classic. So if you love a little Loper volleyball, check it out tomorrow, getting underway at 10 a.m. And UNK has like six matches going through the middle of the afternoon. Hastings baseball team is home Saturday and Sunday. Mike Will has the call on 1230 KHAS. Hastings softball will host Briarcliff Saturday, and they'll play at Nebraska Wesleyan on Sunday. So that's what's going on the diamond. Talked a little soccer. We've talked about the Tri-City Storm. They did have their awards banquet last night. Brian Ward was named the team's most valuable player. Trevor Moore, best forward. Johnny Hrabowski, the best defenseman. Michael Vecchione gets the coach's award. We talked about a lot of those kids yesterday with the coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eli May gets the Community Service Award. So congratulations. Nolan Glucheski is the Rookie of the Year for the Storm. Did I screw that one up?
Glukowski.
Glukowski. Okay. Well, he's not a Nebraska check then. The Nebraska bowling team went 5-2 yesterday, their first out of eight teams in the NCAA National Championship. They started off the day, Jimmy, with a close loss to Sam Houston State by just 6 pins. Despite a valiant effort by sophomore Liz Culkin, she recorded a 214. In Game 2, the Huskers matched up with defending national champion Maryland Eastern Shore. The Huskers, too much to handle in that game. They get the win. Bottom line is they're the number one seed, and they will take it onto the lanes just at this moment, actually, against Central Missouri. So here's where we go. It's elimination time. They're the number one in the bracket, and if they get past Central Missouri, they'll get the Wisconsin Whitewater Maryland Eastern Shore winner. Maryland Eastern Shore, the defending national champion. Championship finals are tomorrow night on ESPNU at 7 o'clock. So right after the Masters tomorrow, you can watch championship bowling.
Yeah, we've got to get some more spares. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what, it's really getting down to it. You know, I'm getting so disappointed when I watch that, and we'll have eight pins, and we just get one. You know, you got to get the second pin over. You got to get the spare, because then you get to count 10 plus the next ball.
Love it.
Yeah. We got to get 10 and the next ball. Got to get some more spares.
What's the best? I mean, that's like one of the best sections of high school phys ed is the bowling section, because you always get to leave school and you got 30 minutes to like go bowl two games as quick as you can.
It was fun to teach that, too, because you got in the van, you drove them to the arena. They paid for it. They got their shoes on, and you just watch the clock, and then it's time to leave. You got to get to everybody and get them back in the van and maybe sip on a Diet Coke as you're watching them. You know what I mean? So it was a tough job, but somebody had to do it.
It's almost like, oh, today let's watch an educational video.
I'll tell you what, though, teaching them the math on how to score bowling, that was no fun. I mean, you know. I'm just glad I didn't have the same personality as the Rutgers basketball coach when you were teaching that, or you'd be throwing stuff at people.
God, can you imagine somebody chucking a bowling ball at you?
Yeah, because you couldn't figure out how the spare was, how to add a spare. And
what's the best you've ever bowled, Jimmy?
The best score I've ever had?
Yeah.
Well, I always wait till I start on a strike. You know what I mean? I mean, I bowl, I roll, and I mean, if it's kind of like in golf. I never really start until I get the ball right down the middle of the fairway where I want it. So I have to get – so my best score, I think I had a 202 one time.
I got a 203. I took a picture of it right here.
Well, I don't have a picture of mine, so I could have said any number I wanted. But,
that looks like that's a series, Jeff.
No.
Series.
No, it's not.
203 series.
Well, Jimmy got me by one.
Jimmy waits till he starts on a strike. Here's what it's like at the Big Apple. We will be closing in 10 minutes. I haven't thrown a strike yet!
Yeah, that's right. I got to get my strike in.
Hey, here's a couple of notes for you. We are having some connection problems with Brian Munson from Big Red Report, so we hope to have him on here in the last section. Otherwise, we'll talk about Husker recruiting. But the UNK football team has released its schedule for 2013. It features 6 home games, 2 night games, and a date with FCS member Central Arkansas. UNK will play back-to-back Thursday night games September 5th and September 12th. The Lopers will host Washburn and then visit Emporia State. First game kickoffs will be at 6 o'clock. And now Truman State leaving the MIAA, so that created an open date. So the Lopers filled that October 12th with a financial guarantee. You know, this is what we do with the Huskers, those slappers that we put on in the preseason. Yep, yep. Here's some money. Come fill our stadium. Well, UNK is going to Central Arkansas, a former Division II school that is now in the FCS and went 9-3 last year. Made the playoffs for the second straight year down in Conway, Arkansas. So the Lopers are going to go down to Conway, Twitty, Arkansas. And we're going to talk with Daryl Morris on the show Monday. Today is their final practice of spring. Also, they've got a banquet coming up, and we're going to talk with him about all of this and more on Monday. The Lopers will also host South Dakota School of Mines on November the 9th. They'll have 2 non-conference games. So Thursday, the first Saturday home game is against Missouri Western State on September the 21st, and then it's every other week until the end of the season. The 5th, the 21st. Then Saturdays, the 5th of October, the 19th, November 2nd, and November the 9th are the home games. They'll end at Fort Hays State on November the 16th. And the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association has announced their special awards for 2013. Earlier in the spring, we talked to you about the former athletes and coaches that will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The banquet is June 8th at Riverside Country Club in Grand Island. The Class A Pinnacle Bank Senior Scholar Wrestler of the Year is Kearney High's Hunter Bamford, the 3-time state champion. The Guy Mitty Senior Wrestler of the Year in Class C is Jake Anderson from Central City. And the Vern Eckfeldt Coaches of the Year, two from the listening area. How about this? In his first year, Ty Swarm of Kearney, keeping it going for the Bearcats. He is the Class A Coach of the Year. And Tyler Herman of Amherst is the Class D Coach of the Year. Gary Marsh of Central City is the Assistant Coach of the Year. So congratulations to all those award winners that will be featured in the Hall of Fame banquet on June 8th in Grand Island. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're giving away storm tickets as well. Doing it today on their Facebook page, so check that out at thinkmidway.com. And typically when it comes to incentive financing, such as 0% or 1.9, you have to give up rebates from the manufacturers. Well, not this month, not at Midway. They have huge news. They're offering incentive rates with approved credit, and you get to also have the Midway hassle-free price. 1.9% financing 72 months, 3.9% financing for 84 months with approved credit on such great vehicles like the Silverado 1500, the Ram 1500, and Chrysler Town & Country. Find out more at thinkmidway.com or stop by South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just save you money.
Oh, no.
For a limited time, we're rolling out new Advance Double Deals. Always two products, always one low price. Like now, get a two for $6 deal on Armor All Wipes. Plus, other great deals throughout the store. It's simple. We roll out the double deals, you roll out of Advance with more money. Either way, you're on a roll, baby. Double deals, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Wendy's presents The Millionaire.
Pardon me, miss, what is that sandwich?
Oh, my grilled chicken flatbread?
Simply top shelf.
Yeah, Asiago cheese, warm flatbread.
I'll give you $100. I can call my lawyer now.
Oh, actually, it's from Wendy's.
Wendy's, so no legal fees. Bully.
Introducing new flatbread grilled chicken sandwiches from Wendy's. Warm, multigrain flatbread in delicious flavors like Asiago ranch and smoky honey mustard.
Mmm, superb.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's.
Stomach saying, feed me! We'll head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to grab a good bite to eat, have a cold drink, hang out with your buds, and watch your favorite sports. Sounds like you're hungry right now. We'll text Ham's Offer to the number 90210, and they'll send you special food and drink discounts right to your phone. Plus, a buy one, get one just for signing up today. That's Ham's Offer to 90210. And get your keister over to Cunningham's Journal, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Each spring, the world's best golfers converge at the Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters Golf Tournament, and Dial Global's coverage of the 79th Masters begins Thursday, April 11th. 2012 champion Bubba Watson looks to defend his title while Tiger Woods tries to win his first major since 2008. Who will be fitted for this year's green jacket? Tune in to find out. If it's the 2013 Masters, it's right here.
Coverage each day beginning at 1 o'clock on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today we'll see breaks in the clouds at times with our winds out of the northwest 5 to 15, highs warming into the middle 40s, and then partly to mostly cloudy for tonight with light winds, lows dropping into the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 34.
Show time for our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. TNL Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every TNL irrigation system. Performing that basic maintenance in the off season We'll pay you back when the summer heat arrives. If you haven't done it yet, do it today because it's about time. As soon as this gets all cleared up here in the field and it's time to go, call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L Irrigation Systems, easier on you for a lifetime. Brian Munson has become unavailable during this hour, and we'll try and talk with him next week on the show. Earlier in the week when we spoke with Sean Callahan after the spring game, he said no commits, and Nebraska hasn't had any direct commits coming out of the spring game as of yet. The latest, though, this morning, Johnny Stanton, of course, the next big hotshot quarterback that is coming to Lincoln, and Nebraska has one of his buddies, Christian Bailey, out of San Clemente, California, had his choices narrowed down to Oregon State and Nebraska. He's going to be a walk-on. He's done a little bit of everything in high school. On offense, 45 receptions, 6 touchdowns, 46 carries, 6 touchdowns, 65 tackles and 4 sacks on defense. He was a punt returner, also had a touchdown on special teams. So he could be about anywhere, but probably a receiver at Nebraska where he could work with his buddy Johnny Stanton in the future. So that is what has really happened on recruiting this week. He told Husker Online that he'll head to Lincoln and take part in summer conditioning that begins on June the 9th. And again, just a lot of visitors out of there, a lot of guys that continue to look at Nebraska, but this isn't the time that you see a lot of kids give their commit, maybe a couple out of the spring game, but you're looking at kids that haven't taken a snap yet in their senior year. You'll see a lot of that start to fall in. For some of these kids, they want to get it taken care of before they start their senior football campaign. Others wait till it's over and then make that decision in November or December. And that is your T&L Husker Recruiting Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Back to the Masters, and your leaderboard looks like this. Still at the top at 6-under is Mark Leishman. Dustin Johnson has picked up a birdie, so he is back to 5-under, one shot off the lead. Sergio Garcia, a couple of early bogeys. He still is at 4-under par for the tournament. Tim Clark has an early birdie, and he sets at 3-under as they try to get through the weather there at Augusta. And again, the story so far this morning is no one is really tearing it up on the golf course. There are no major low numbers outside of Nick Watney, who was 3-under through 14 today after shooting a 78 yesterday. And our young man, Tin Lan Wong, let's see, is he still at 3-over par? Where did he go? We'll find him here on the scoreboard and let you know where he is at. He is currently still at 3-over par, so trying to make the cut. If he stays at 3-over, that should be good enough to get him in. And one other interesting thing, who knows what Leishman will do? The new rule this year, Jimmy, which has been kind of the rule in most of the majors, if you're within 10 shots of the lead, you make the cut. If that comes down from 6-under and everybody else is coming backwards, Dustin Johnson right now 5-under. Let's say 5-under is the number. You shoot 5-over through 2 days and you're in. You make the weekend. It'll probably be the biggest weekend field in Masters history because it used to be the low 44 in ties. Now it's 50 or within 10 shots of the lead.
It's within 10 shots of the lead or the top 50.
Yeah.
Right.
So we'll see how it all plays out. Don't forget, folks, and congratulations. Jeffrey has been working real hard here to get out all of our prizes to the winners of the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. And congratulations, by the way, to you, Jimmy, for finishing higher than anybody else here in this studio.
You know, how many people is that in the studio? I just want to know, how many people did I actually beat?
237, wasn't it? Just in the studio.
In the studio, yeah. Jimmy finished 37th overall.
Okay, 37th overall out of how many people were in the contest?
4 million.
Okay, that's not bad.
4 million or 400.
Yeah, they gave. I know you gave out 36 prizes, you know, and the 37th got nothing. The 36 prizes.
Your prize is getting to hang with us every
that's
day.
Exactly that's right. I'm glad I won it again, though, just in case, you know, we have to bring it up again. I mean, I'm glad I won that. I won the football bowl thing. You nailed the Super Bowl. I don't know. If the people want to get some information, just call us on the phone.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. That's why we're here every day from 11 to 12 or past. And some of those prizes are from Big Daly's Deli. You'll get a large combo meal, which you can redeem in either Kearney or Hastings. Even if you weren't a winner, you'll feel like one after you have a great lunch or anytime catch a meal 7 days a week at Big Daly's Deli, 801 West 2nd Street in Hastings, 610 East South Street, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill, Kearney. All right, Jimmy, it's Friday. What's your number? I'm going to give you a sandwich. Pick me a number.
Let's go with, Mickey Mantle, number 7.
Number 7.
Mickey Mantle.
Oh, the Farmland Homestyle Roast Pork. How about that one? That sounds outstanding today. I'm going to pick I was up there when I had lunch there within the last week, and I was scouring the board. I'm going, man, what's I got to try some different stuff. 33, 48. There's a couple other ones I tried out there. I'm thinking about the 25. It's the big red combo with pepperoni, roast beef, and pastrami. For some reason, you know, I'm just a country kid. I didn't eat pastrami. Now I do. Big Daly's Deli. It's awesome. Jeffrey, which one are you picking?
I went with the 22 yesterday. It was turkey, pork, and bacon. So
how was that?
It was delicious. I had it warmed up, put some Dorothy Lynch and cucumbers on there.
I just wasn't one of those guys that thought I wanted pork on there. But turkey and bacon. Always got to have bacon.
Yep. And then bacon, I got the cookie, too, with the combo meal. Great deal there. So
how big of a cookie was that?
Oh, gosh.
Covered your face, didn't it?
No, it wasn't the biggest, but it was thick.
It was a thick cookie.
Thick cookie, but not very...
More
not
girthy.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Can we get out of here? Is this show over? Let's get you to a Scott Van Pelt show, which is he's at Masters, so it's Russillo for the next hour, and then the Masters coverage at 1 o'clock today, Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy it. We've got a variety of other sporting activities that we have for you throughout the year, and we just keep right on rolling. Want to thank Jeremy Jensen, soccer coach from Grand Island, for joining us today. Big game, number 2 and 3 in the state tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Grand Island's Memorial Field. To the top soccer programs in the country at 1 o'clock. Coming up on Monday, we'll see who won the Masters, see if we care. Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, will be joining us on Monday. Tuesday, Damon Dazin is our co-host. Stu Pospisil will be with us. Next Wednesday, we're going to talk with the Loper volleyball coach, Rick Squires. We've got a lot more, as before you know it, we're going to be heading into the end of the spring sports season, just a month left of that to go. Jimmy, have fun this weekend, man.
You too. Take care,
What
Doug.
Are you going to do? You got the whole weekend off?
Yeah,
you don't
I
have
do.
To do any danger football?
No danger football. I got some possible baseball games I could umpire, but probably not going to do anything. Just going to hang out with the family.
Kick back, watch the sports. Enjoy the Masters, everyone. Doug Ditta, Jimmy Lang, and have a great weekend.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!